Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Tonight, across Israel, temperatures are cooling down, with a gentle breeze sweeping through major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a warm night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about Iran and Operation Roaring Lion as U.S. - Iran ceasefire talks continue in Islamabad. Also, from Ynet earlier today, Netanyahu claims historic achievements in the conflict with Iran, citing strikes on nuclear sites and missile systems. Also this hour, from Walla, Syrian security forces thwarted an assassination attempt on a Jewish rabbi in Damascus, arresting a Hezbollah cell. Separately, from Forward, the Iran ceasefire remains fragile as the IDF continues strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. And finally, from Axe EOS, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance mentioned Israel offered to restrain strikes in Lebanon amid ongoing U.S.-Iran talks. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported just minutes ago that while U.S.-Iran talks in Islamabad are generally positive, control over the Strait of Hormuz remains a sticking point. From i24news_en, a post earlier today highlights another round of negotiations underway in Pakistan, with Iranian media suggesting it may be the last chance for a deal with the U.S. Eitan Yacobi, a regional conflict analyst, shared breaking news 24 minutes ago that Israel has struck over 200 Hezbollah sites in the past 24 hours. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's address, the Prime Minister emphasized the achievements of Operation Roaring Lion, highlighting significant hits on Iran's military capabilities. The Jerusalem Post reports this comes as a reminder of Israel's stance amidst delicate negotiations in Islamabad. For Israeli citizens, this means continued vigilance and heightened security alerts. Turning to the thwarted assassination in Damascus, Walla details the arrest of 5 suspects planning an attack on Rabbi Michael Khoury. This highlights ongoing tensions in the region, especially with Hezbollah's involvement. For the Jewish community in Syria, it's a reminder of the persistent threats they face. Meanwhile, the Iran ceasefire is under strain, with the IDF's continued operations against Hezbollah. Forward notes, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is set to visit Pakistan to push for a lasting resolution. For regional stability, this is a critical moment that could shape future peace efforts. On the diplomatic front, Axe EOS reports that Israel's proposal to restrain strikes in Lebanon reflects a complicated dynamic in the U.S. - Iran dialogue. This move could influence future negotiations and regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports Lenovo has completed its acquisition of Israeli company Infinidat, a deal estimated at over $500 million, expanding Lenovo's infrastructure capabilities. Separately, from Globes, Boaz Levy, current CEO of Israel Aerospace Industries, is set to become the new chair, leading a search for his successor. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the 4-year cycle theory in Bitcoin, a pattern observed in its price fluctuations. Analysts are increasingly considering broader global factors affecting cryptocurrency trends. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.